You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
6:02 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Jerry, can I just say that I think this is the best opening song we've ever had?
I love it.
I think it's the best one we've had.
You know, I thought about, I don't know if I brought it up to you at the beginning of the year or not, but I think Can I Kick It by Tribe Called Quest
for next year?
Yeah, because it takes Take a Walk on the Wild Side, and then it just kind of...
What was the original song for that though? The Wild Side. I'm talking about Marky Mark.
No. The original. The original.
Okay. Because he did the Wild Side, too.
Why am I blanking on the name of who's... Lou Reed, thank you.
Yeah.
Because, like, they took it, and then obviously Ali Shaheed Muhammad kind of mixed it, and that beat comes in, and it's just great. It's a great intro.
So you're already looking forward to next year, huh?
I mean, when I was looking at songs, because every year we go, hey, what are we going to do? And then nobody sends anything except my dumb ass.
I sent something.
What'd you send?
Can't remember, but I sent something.
Hold on. If it had to do with music, Rob usually remembers it. He ain't send nothing.
I sent something, and I like yours better.
I'm like the black dude in Spaceball with
you
the
ain't
pick.
Like no black dude nowhere.
Remember when they're combing the desert? Man, we ain't found. I went back through our texts. I didn't find anything.
Oh, boy.
You know they're bringing him back for Spaceballs, too?
Who?
The black dude, had the pick in the desert. Yeah. They're bringing back a lot of guys. It's going to be good.
You think about the most obscure movies.
I hate the fact that they're, we talked about this yesterday. You brought up that they're relaunching the Jeffersons with Anthony Anderson. Call it the Andersons and make it the same kind of premise, but do something original and different. What?
Call it the Andersons.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just, why do we have, because you're trying to grab something that was popular and then steal some audience members. Like, you know, They did a Lethal Weapon TV show. What are we doing? Something original. Yeah.
Oh, they sure did. Damon Wayans was on it, right?
Yeah, come up
with it. Wasn't Damon Wayans?
He was on it for, was he on it for all the seasons or just?
I thought he was on, you
might be right.
Character.
I never watched it.
Could be wrong.
I love this because on my social media, all this stuff pops up. Remember when Danny Glover said, I'm too old for this in Lethal Weapon?
Yeah.
He's 41. You son of a bitch. You weren't too old for that yet. 41 years old.
He played older.
Yeah.
So how was your Wednesday, man?
I had one of those weird days gambling. And as I stated to you, like when I left here, I responded to one person on Twitter and I said, I'm not going to respond to anyone else. Mm-hmm. And I didn't. I still didn't. And everybody went back and forth. So every time I walked away from my phone, I'd come back 20 missed Twitter messages. Go refresh. Okay, now we got rid of that. Come back, 40 missed Twitter message. Like, these people were just arguing in my mentions all day long. And the sad part is you have all these Oriole fans that, forgive me, don't know their ass from a hole in the ground. Like, if you're going to sit here and bang on farm systems and tell me they don't matter, then we can't have a conversation because every team that's won has used their farm system in some way or another.
Yeah.
Either
by trade or by bringing guys up.
And the Orioles have done all that, but everybody goes after the fact. The one thing I think you can ding this team on is how things have gone in the offseason. But when you do that, I also want you to tell me who you wanted. Because if you're telling me you wanted Max Fried, then you're an idiot. I'm not giving him 8 years, $240 some million.
You think they still will one day regret that?
One day in 3 or 4 years, they're going to regret the end of that. But it's the Yankees, so they'll eat it. You know, like the other things that come to fruition here, like people were saying, hey, I can't believe you traded Sir Anthony Dominguez. Now he's going to the Blue Jays and they get to use him against us. So after you start trading away pieces, it's no longer about wins and losses the rest of the year. It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't.
You know, you're like, again, I'm not telling you don't root for your team to win. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying ultimately, if they win games, it doesn't matter. All it does is hurt you in the draft. So you're going to go out there. You should take a long look at your younger players and put them out there. And they're still keeping their core together. We don't know what else they're going to do today. I know we're going to get in all these trades that happen.
We are. It's like, going to get ugly.
But there's people out there that just hate Elias, and no matter what he does, they're going to bitch about it. You need to trade these pieces away. Why are we getting minor leaguers? Because that's what you do. And all the people that are beating them up saying, like, oh, we don't have any major league players from the minors. And then I list 9 of them. Well, yeah, but those guys aren't hitting in the playoffs. They haven't won a playoff series. Okay. So, or they haven't won a playoff game is my favorite one. So if they would have went 1-2 in the postseason, you guys would have been okay with that?
That's their next line of defense, Jeremy. You know how these people work.
It's just like.
You do. I mean, that means
be fair.
I always counter with this, right? Let's say you had, where did Kittredge go?
Kittredge went to.
Chicago, the Cubs, Cubs. Let's say you had the Cubs. This is what I say to them. You had the Cubs. You wanted Kittredge. Who on your major league roster would you give me?
If you're competing?
Yeah.
Probably nobody.
But the person who I was talking to said the same thing. Well, I started naming players. No, I wouldn't give you them. I said, yet you want Mike Elias to walk away with a major league player on the Cubs who are trying to add to what they have. They're not robbing Peter to pay Paul. You're getting a prospect. You look at what the Arizona Diamondbacks just did with the Mariners. They got prospects. They didn't get major league players. They got our buddy Todd Locklear's son.
Yeah,
and I like that for him because I think he'll go there and play. But you want them to do something that you aren't willing to do. It's not about the one team. The Orioles can't go and say, well, we want that guy right there if you want Kittredge. No. It's got to be an even trade.
But I also love that the new ownership and Mike Elias is paying for how past things went. Like, people are going, this owner doesn't want to win. He doesn't care. He'd rather just do a bobblehead and get out there. He's been the owner for a year. Like, what in the F do you want them to do? And the other thing that drives me insane is we sit here and talk about these trades. Like, Mike Elias doesn't know how to trade. So they didn't get Burns. They didn't get Eflin. You guys bitched about Rodgers, and then I bring up Rodgers now, and somebody go, well, he was only made 9 starts. You were telling me after a month of Kyle Stowers that he was the next Mickey Mantle. You know, like, and he's having a great season. But when you make a trade, the best thing is if it works out for both teams.
That's the best
thing. And that's one of the best trades because that cat was never going to play here. I don't know how people can't get that through their thick skulls. And when they go, oh, yeah, they traded away Stowers and they signed Tyler O'Neill. One has nothing to do with the other one.
And by the way, Tyler O'Neill is when he's healthy, not a bad ball player.
No, he's not. But again, like, we all said this at the beginning. He's going to get hurt. Hurt players stay hurt. That's what happens. And you could see, like, you could see the second half of the season. Okay, maybe Charlie Morton wasn't the worst signing, but he looked like the worst pitcher in baseball for his first, 8 starts?
Yeah.
And then you go and look at Tyler O'Neill, who's done nothing. General Soreness is saluting the crowd now after he hits a home run. Like, you see all these things going on, and people are like, I don't want to trade O'Hearn, and I don't want to trade Mullins. Their contract expires. They could walk away at the end of the year for nothing. So what? Why wouldn't you get something? I just tell you, whatever.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show.
Stupid is and stupid does.
Oh, boy. A little bit later, Zay Flowers dealing with an issue that isn't believed to be serious. We'll talk about that. We don't need any more injuries with the Ravens. But on the other side, Birds wrap up a 4-game series in 3 days versus the Toronto Blue Jays Orioles baseball up next on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And out will give the Blue Jays the lead into the eighth. A base hit. The Orioles are likely ahead. Seventh pitch. Fisher to Laureano. Taken. Strike three called. Looked like it was a little off the plate, but Vic Carapazza gives Fisher the benefit of the doubt.
And that's the final call by Kevin Brown. I'm sorry, that's the seventh inning called by Kevin Brown. Yesterday, the Birds lose. Snapping a winning streak. But ultimately, Jeremy, whether you in this postseason or not, they lose 9-8 in the postseason hunt. You still want to win series. They won three out of four against the Toronto Blue Jays, the first place AL East team.
Yeah, and again, like I'm one of those people, I thought this was cool, a little bit too late. Could have easily swept them, could have easily swept the Rockies, but this has been a season of could have a lot of things.
Right.
And then you look at what's going on with it, the fact that you get a trade done with them, you're going to Chicago, you get a trade done with them. Who knows if, I don't think they're by any means done wheeling and dealing. I still think, you got two pitchers that we've talked about moving in Eflin and Morton. You still have Cedric and Ryan O'Hearn there.
You moved three players in less than 24 hours.
And they're still supposedly in on grabbing a pitcher with controllable years like Sandy Alcantara, Mackenzie Gore, Joe Ryan, Edward Cabrera.
Who did I see Sandy Alcantara tied with because a trade fell through? Someone was in on a Dylan Cease trade. It went south, and now they're the leaders in the clubhouse for Sandy Alcantara.
I
don't
know
who it was. I just read that this morning.
And, if you start looking at some of the trades from yesterday and how things went down, it's obviously going to have an impact. There were people going, well, with the way they played, do you think that they're going to not trade anybody and try to make a move for it?
Someone asked me that yesterday.
And I said, they traded away three, now four last night, bullpen pieces, and you lost your closer. You ain't got a bullpen. It's just people out there. You just have people out there that are throwing. And again, it doesn't matter. None of these wins and losses thing matter the rest of the year. And I know people don't want to hear you say that, but it's factual. It doesn't. The players in the clubhouse want to win games. Right now, I'm looking at individuals to see how much better they get. I want to see if these young players up and can play. If they don't trade Kobe Mayo in some sort of package, I want to see him at first base all the time. What happens with Mountcastle now that he's healthy? He just hit a three-run bomb in the minors.
The Astros were the team. They said the deal between the Astros and the Padres with Dylan Cease starting to look bad. And so now they may turn to Sandy Alcantara. I don't understand that. Go from Cease to him.
Well, because Sandy was one of those guys that
Sandy
was so good. He was so good. Nobody can really tell you what's going on. And it's funny, like Pedro Martinez said, Sandy just needs a fresh start. Well, like, I get it that maybe he gets somewhere else and he's not seeing his numbers up there look like a 7-run ERA for the season. But I don't think getting traded somewhere fixes his issues right now.
No.
He's walking guys. He's giving up home runs. He doesn't look like the same pitcher. Maybe it is just coming off of an injury and he's still got to figure things out.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. I don't understand how, okay, things aren't going well with the Dylan Cease trade. Okay, I got that. But I don't know how Sandy Alcantara is a good alternative to Dylan Cease. Dylan Cease is not having a Dylan Cease type year, but his ERA is under 5.
Yeah, but you also, his contract's expiring, and with Alcantara, you have him for another year.
But aren't you getting him, whoever you're trading for to help you now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a plus. What I'm saying is, Dylan Cease can help you. I don't know if Sandy can.
Well, that's the other thing. Is this is the same thing that
not right now.
This is the same thing that happens in football, where it's like, oh yeah, draft that quarterback, I'll make him a winner, or draft this guy, I can turn.
So you think they're what the Astros are thinking is, well, we've done it before.
Look at what happened when Gausman went to the Braves. They tweaked one small thing of where he threw on the rubber.
Well, let's stick with the Astros. When Garrett Cole went to the Astros, his numbers turned around.
Yeah. So again, sometimes it is just about a fresh start, but I also think you have to look at. The Astros made this incredible run where at one point they had the best record in baseball, whether it was by a half a game or whatever. And if you think about how they started off, they've done this without Yordan Alvarez. They've done this. They traded Kyle Tucker. There's no more superstars there outside of those guys. You've got Altuve, who's getting towards the back end of his career. The Astros were kicking the tires on Carlos Correa, maybe bringing him back. And that's something that may happen today. But you have to look at it and go, okay, is Sandy better than our fifth starter right now, whether that's Gusto or, I mean, you could look at some of the guys at the back end of the rotation, because I don't think they thought they'd be there at this point. They've got Framber and Hunter Brown, and it's like, okay, who else is stepping in? I think Christian Javier might be coming back from an injury.
I think he's set to come back next week, if I'm not mistaken.
But I'd like to see Houston make a few more. I'm not rooting for Houston or anything, but like they can be in this thing and still make a run. It says a lot about their core and what that front office has done there.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. He just did a rehab start this week, Christian Javier.
I know. I saw it somewhere.
Yeah, that's why when you said his name, I just read that from somewhere. He went like 3 innings or something like that. 3 1/3 innings, 3 runs on 2 hits. He had 4 walks, though.
Yeah. Mm. Well, was Javier, or was it the other guy that they had that had the unique delivery, and they told him he couldn't do it anymore? Remember where he would rock the baby almost, like when he was pitching? Was it Javier? Was it there was another guy there, and I can't remember his name, who also got hurt, and I can't remember if it was him that was rocking the baby, and they said that could end up being a balk the way he was doing it.
I don't like the guy for Tampa when he does the 3-4 steps before he pitches.
Oh yeah. Well, that's, I mean, there is some weird anomalies, like Darren O'Day. I mean, I think he has OCD. He would tap his toe 3 times before he pitched. He would tap his toes.
Luis Garcia.
That's who did the rock the baby, yeah. But like Darren O'Day, you remember when he would tap, 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 and then he throws? A lot of guys have like these weird things. It's like going to the free throw line. Guys do the same thing over and over again.
I had a kid, Quay Malloy. She, before the three throw line, she would put the hand, the ball in her hand almost like, what is that, a statuesque or pageantry. She would hold her palm straight up, rested in her hand.
Like this?
Left hand. Yeah.
Or with the left.
And they come back. Yeah. 89% free throw shooter, so do what you got to do.
He ain't saying nothing.
Do what you got to do. Yeah.
Keep doing it. It's working.
Let it rest a little longer, go 91% free throw shooter. Yeah, but you're right. They said he cannot use it again. That was a couple of years ago when they told him he couldn't do that.
But I'm just saying, like, there are some weird things that you see on the mound. Like, who is it? Like, Nestor Cortez was a guy that did those weird late kicks.
He held it up for a while.
Yeah, and then they would talk about, who's the other? There was another pitcher that would lift his leg up and just wait to put the damn thing back down, and you think he's going, and he's not, and he's sitting there. It's almost like Fernando Valenzuela with his eyes going, oh, what am I doing here?
You better not do that with somebody on base, because I'm gone.
Yeah.
You hold that leg up if you want. By the time you land it, wait a second.
I wonder if he's probably pitching from the stretch when that's happening. But
who was the guy recently pitched for the Giants that used to change and quick pitch and do all that stuff? He didn't start off with the Giants. He eventually went to the Giants and then went downhill.
Oh, are you thinking of maybe Johnny Cueto?
Cueto.
Yeah.
Johnny Cueto. He was the Reds first, right? And then went to the Giants?
Yeah, yeah. What did my friends call him? The baby eater? It was like from Total Recall. Cueto.
Oh.
Cueto was the little guy in the stomach.
I would have done a different place with that.
Give the Martians the air. Oh, see.
410-583-1057.
I just realized you didn't say that on the air. You only said that to me, so glad I didn't say something back. Like, oh, we're going there then. Okay. You guys, like,
I just thought you meant something else with that.
That is the other thing. Like, I think when I first started working on the show, I was like, sometimes I can't tell if Joe's talking to me in my ear, if he's talking on the show. And then I answer him, and then everybody's like, who the hell is he talking to?
Joe generally doesn't talk on air unless you talk to him.
Yeah.
Most of the talking is in your ear.
That's why I like to yell and say, hey, Joe, what do you think about this? To watch him grab the mic, go and try to hit whatever buttons he's doing. What did you say? And then answer his question.
David Ajabo is turning heads at camp thus far this year. We'll talk about that at 7 o'clock. But on the other side, MLB trade deadline is tonight at 6. But the O's have already made some moves trading Kittredge and Urias overnight. We'll have reactions to that and maybe look at you. Who's next? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris on vacation. Baltimore Orioles have already made some significant trades. How many more, Jeremy? Count the bodies.
I think 4 more.
And again, who are they? Now, we did not expect. We knew he was a possibility, Urias, but he wasn't one of our prime candidates. He was a possibility.
Would you be
he's like playing spades? I got 4 in the possible.
Would you be shocked if they didn't trade Eflin and tried to extend him? Because I like in my mind, I thought Eflin was already gone. Like
I think they know whether Eflin will extend has a possibility of extending already.
Yeah.
Whatever answer that is, I don't know. But Eflin, to me, is beyond extending. Eflin is the qualifying offers guy.
That's the point, though. Like, because, again, we talked about this when Rob was trying to be secretive. you have to get better than what you think you're going to get as a first-round pick or back-end first-round pick for him. And I see so many people killing Elias on this trade for Twine Palmer. And they're like, oh, my God, all you could get was the 37th best. Stop with where the guy was drafted. They clearly see something in him. He's 6'7" with a 2-run ERA in low A ball. And it's like, well, why would you trade for a guy in low A? Do you guys understand that, like, you have to filter these guys? You want guys ready for when other guys are leaving. And, you know, the one thing that I find odd, Rob, is that everybody remembers when Elias said liftoff. But nobody's talking about when he had mentioned, yeah, we're going to run this team like the Rays and be smart with our business decisions. And then you get new ownership, and then things change even there. So, like, I look at some of the moves that are made, and there's so many people saying, well, that's a stupid trade. We got fleeced. You've never even seen that person play, so shut up. It's just, this is one of the weirdest things where everybody's an expert, and they know that you did wrong before you even did anything.
Well, your liftoff was misinterpreted. And I said it back then. Liftoff meant they were starting to send the guys up from. You guys had all. You've been asking when all of these minor league guys are coming up. Remember, that was a. It's sort of like the NCAA. Well, where's the money? And they changed the question?
Yeah.
No, your question was, where are the minor league guys? You kept asking that question. His response was liftoff. And then all of a sudden, you interpreted that as, oh, he's going out and sign a bunch of free agents. No, signing free agents wasn't the question back then. Where are all our minor league, high-ranking our minor league guys? That was the question. So the response was liftoff. If you look at it, that's when these guys start coming up. Adley was already up at the time. Then comes Gunner. I think after that was probably Westberg, was it? Hey, I can't remember the order, but all these guys start coming up.
Well, that's what I was saying to the one guy. He was like, they don't have the talent in the farm system. You guys keep talking about it. They're here. They're here. They had a crappy year. There's no question. And again, beat them up for the free agent signings, but also tell me who they should have signed. And on top of it, be fair about things. Oh, they don't do well in trades. They don't sign anybody. How'd they get Sam Bassaio? Signed his ass in the international market. You know what we weren't doing before Elias got here? Signing by anybody in the international market.
Yeah.
And now he's the number one prospect in all of baseball, depending on which outlet you look at. He's got a higher home run rate than Aaron Judge. Granted, it's in AAA. Uh-huh. But still, like, I'd rather see that than not see it. You know, like, all I'm asking is that people be fair about the situation and understanding. You wanted them to trade these pieces away. And now people are going, oh, my God, I can't believe you traded away Ramon. Really? The same people that wanted him gone last year when guys were coming up? Well, Mateo's coming up. What are you going to do with him? You're going to send Ramon away? How many times did we talk about getting rid of Ramon and he would come out and light it up?
And you and I were saying I would take Ramon any day over Mateo. People said we were crazy for that. Yes, I do remember that.
I love him. But like the fact of the matter is it's another rotational piece. He could be an everyday player for a team, and I think he will. And I think if you let him play every day, he could put up numbers. But it's not something where you're going, yeah, we have to have this guy and we have to do that. You've got plenty of guys now that you're going to look at in the minor leagues coming up. At least you hope so after this goes on. You're going to get a lot of looks at some minor league arms because that's who's going to be in your bullpen. I don't even know who closes games moving forward. I went this morning, like last night, I was looking for Andrew Kittredge, and I'm like, I'm just going to pick him up. Maybe he ends up being the closer. And then somebody had already picked him up, and now he's gone. So is it going to be Wells? Is it going to be Martin? Is it going to be, it ain't Cano.
It don't matter.
Yeah, well, exactly. But that's the point.
It
like,
doesn't matter, man.
It doesn't matter right now.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Yeah, this is what happens when you tear it apart.
And can I say this too? The same people that are doing all this bitching, you guys wanted to trade Jackson Holiday after his slow start. So shut up. Move him. I don't care. Trade anyone. Trade Mayo. Trade Basayo. Everybody's yelling all these things. And then you wind up what? What were you trading them for? Starting pitching? The pitching was fine in the postseason. They didn't hit.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. The team right now is not in rebuild mode. And I think that's what people are nervous about. You see all of these guys leaving and you think, well, they're rebuilding again. They're not rebuilding. If you look at the core pieces, if they started trading off the core, the young guys,
yeah,
then they're rebuilding. They've already rebuilt. So now what they're going to do is build around those guys. They're saying to you, we have all the confidence in the world, Adley, Gunner, Jackson, Westberg, even having a bad year this year, Kowser. Bradish will be back. He's our guy. Bradish is the number one.
Mm-hmm.
These are our core guys. Okay, so now we have these core guys locked down for a few years. Now we're going to build around those guys. The other pieces that we get, those are peripheral guys. Those are guys that we feel are replaceable. So we're going to replace them.
And guess what? They are replaceable. Everybody they've traded has been replaceable. Stop falling in love with your own guys and saying, oh my God, I can't. Like the people that are screaming about Cedric Mullins, and he had an amazing run over here the past 4 days with robin home runs, diving catches, all that.
Yeah.
But at the same extent, it's an expiring contract and you have somebody in the minors that's almost ready to take over for him. So what are we doing?
Let's go to Baltimore and get Rashawn. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
What's up, man?
Yeah, hey. The only thing I have about the Ramon Urias trade is he wasn't an unrestricted free agent until 2027. Utility guy that can play many positions. And, you know, with Westberg's injury history, you know, like, I don't know what we're going to do next year if we have a situation that, you know, third base, but we might need Ramon to fill in or any other.
You'll get another utility guy because there's a bunch of them around the league.
And I'm sorry, Rashawn, you were the same guy last year who didn't value this guy. You thought Mateo was the guy. Now they've traded Urias. You're calling in crying about Urias. You are the guy that Jeremy was just talking about. It was just last year that you had, hey, Mateo is back. I keep Mateo. He's fast. Yeah, over Urias. Why don't they trade Urias? Well, a year later, they did.
I thought that about Mateo, you know. But
who did? You said we all.
Eli,
No. We didn't all think nothing like that. No, we didn't.
Mm-mm. Well, one of y'all, I think Ed, somebody liked it, Mateo.
Oh, yeah, Ed did.
Wanted to keep the guy. Yeah, you know. But
but what's Ed know? I mean, come on. He's not here to defend himself. Let's talk some trash about him.
Oh. Right. Yeah, man, but hopefully this guy, Twin Park, what was the pitcher we got from Astros?
Oh, the what's Twine? It's Twine. Twine Palmer.
Oh, Twine Palmer, man. Like, he looks like he's, you know, could be pretty decent.
Yeah. I'm not gonna make fun of you for getting his name wrong.
Twin A?
Because I don't know either, man.
Yo, what up, Twin?
I'm not even sure.
Hold on.
I'm not even sure we still saying it right,
is
man.
Is he black or white? It might be Twin A. Oh,
his name is Twine Roland Palmer. His middle name is R-O-L-L-I-N.
He is a white. There's no doubt.
Is it Rollin? Maybe. It's Twine Rollin or Twin?
R-O-L-L-I-N?
Yeah.
I think it's rolling.
I thought you said you're rolling like Twine. Maybe. I don't know.
But the other thing that I got was somebody said, you keep thinking Mike Elias is a great GM. And I said, I'm not telling you the guy's a great GM. I'm just not saying that everything he's done is piss poor. And the guy goes, he's a glorified scout. He's one of the best scouts in baseball. What? They just traded for the 37th prospect of the Astro? These guys don't know what they're doing. Maybe scouting? I don't know.
Eric DaCosta was a scout, wasn't he?
That's the best way to start the job, like,
That's the best way to start the job, man. Like, you guys were board ops at one point in time. Half the people on the radio pressed buttons and answered phones.
It's unreal.
Let's go to Donnie in Dundalk. What's up, Donnie?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning. Good morning.
I just wanted to call in and say that I agree with everything that Jeremy said. I ever since Elias has come, I've been, you know, embracing him with open arms. I think that he's a great GM. I think that he can't control the way that the players produce on the field. He can only put those players in the best positions for the team to be used. So I think his theories and his scouting and his GM moves have been great. I think that it's a fresh breath of air from a stale Orioles organization back in the late 90s, early 2000s. You know, it's definitely a different regime. And
Donnie, I appreciate that. It's something too where, like, we talk about the moves that they make, and no matter what happens, it's the wrong move. Like, people keep saying they didn't sign any starting pitching in the offseason. And where they missed out, in my opinion, was arguably Pivetta and Eovaldi. And we talked about this on the show. It doesn't sound like Eovaldi wanted to leave Texas. Burns didn't want to come here. He wanted to go to Arizona. If you'd have given Max Fried that contract, I would have lost my mind on you. And you guys will see why. Because right now, everybody can talk about, look at Max Fried. He looks great. And then in 3 or 4 years, we're not going to talk about how bad the back end of that contract looks. And then the other part of this, too, is like you start looking at the guys that you kicked the tires on and you went out and got. Again, if you want to say the Garrett Crochet trade, I'm listening to you, but we don't know what they asked for. The Red Sox gave up 3 big prospects to go get him. So I would have loved to see Crochet here. I thought it was a perfect fit. I would have been willing to give up Mayo in that deal if that was the case and you had to give up somebody. But they've said all along that they think Basayo, Mayo, and Jackson Holliday are premier players.
We're going to pick this back up at 7:15. Mullins, O'Hearn, Morton. If those guys are traded, will you be upset with Elias? That's at 7:15, but on the other side. Zay Flowers is dealing with an issue that isn't believed to be serious, but we've heard this diagnosis from Harbaugh before. Are you concerned? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeremy Kahn just totally made The Little Mermaid an R-rated movie.
Well,
totally made it.
I read up on a lot of animals and different things, and because of all the stuff I read online, a lot of it gets filtered.
And we all know what you read online.
Yeah, porn and animal stuff, so it all goes to my algorithm.
There's a penis hidden in the castle. Have you ever heard
I did that? Yes. I was saying that starfish, their mouths are on the bottom. Did you know that, Joe, that the mouth is on the bottom?
Makes sense. Yeah, I've seen Finding Nemo because she sticks to the glass.
Yeah, and Little Mermaid uses those for bras, right?
Yeah.
Starfish. Yeah. Just, what are they doing?
He just totally made Little Mermaid an R-rated movie.
I mean, there probably is one.
I think it's more like a jockstrap situation. It just holds things in place. It's not sexual.
Sure. You can think that. I like to think the other way. Like, I still get caught up in the whole thing with, and I thought Family Guy hit it right when they talk about mermaids. Would you rather have the fish top and the woman bottom, or the woman top and the fish bottom? You know what I'm saying?
No.
Makes sense.
I have no idea.
Makes sense to me. Yeah.
Like, what do you
think? Well, you said, as a man, which one would you choose?
Yeah.
Well, there's nowhere to put anything. It's got a fish bottom.
Yeah, I don't know that I want to kiss the fish lips, though. Kiss the fish lips. No? You never thought about this?
Joe, what happened to you?
Why this you, is just, well, I've Joe had this conversation Joe, you with
used
people.
To, you used
I've
to be
had
the
this
one
conversation with people.
To try to get things back in order, and now you are contributing.
There's only 4 minutes and 9 seconds left in
the
segment.
You're contributing to the delinquency of Jeremy Kahn.
It's an interesting question. Like, these are the things I think about when I'm up high late at night.
The Ravens will be without one of their key offensive contributors for a bit. John Harbaugh describes Zay Flowers' situation issue. Is what Joe put it as a camp thing.
You know, we don't talk much about Zay not being in that playoff game.
I know we don't talk about that at all.
I know. And you're talking about your number one receiver, not necessarily pass
catcher. Wide receiver. Yeah.
And he wasn't in that game. But again, like.
Got hurt against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I think he's such an important part even when he doesn't get the ball.
Are you concerned at all about this camp issue or camp thing, he's calling it?
I think you have to. Anytime you have smaller players, wide receivers especially, and then the injury bug's biting them, it kind of gets you. You're like, you know, they don't have the biggest body to sit there and hold up. You try to avoid some of that contact. You try to get out of the way at times when you're using your speed to either get down, get out of bounds, live to play another day. But when you see last year he misses the playoffs, and then you come back this year and there's another lingering injury. Yeah, it doesn't make you feel great.
I'm concerned because the Ravens always walk stuff back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Isaiah Likely, we thought, would be out. Oh, he'll be back before week one. Now he has a surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's a camp thing. We've gotten these diagnoses from the Ravens and they walk it back after the fact. So until he gets back, suits it back up, Jeremy, and gets back on the field, yes, I'm concerned because we've seen this movie before.
Yes.
I don't believe him. I don't believe any injury diagnosis from Harbaugh. When it comes from him, I'm okay. I'll believe when I see it. Come on, dude. Tell me I don't have reason to feel that way.
You have absolute reason to feel that way.
Who was the kid we got that was tied with Michael Irvin? Michael Irvin played with his dad or somebody. The wide receiver we got. Perriman.
Oh, yeah.
Perriman was supposed to be out a couple of weeks. Did we even see him that year?
No.
You know what I mean?
His father was Brett, right?
Yeah. I don't believe
Garceau it. Because would always call Brashard, he'd call him Brett. And I'd look at him and go, Brett Perriman? I thought his name was Brett. Like when they drafted him. But right. Again, it's that thing with him where they were talking about the injuries. And I remember the prognosis on his skill set. It's like, yeah, he's a really fast wide receiver that has trouble catching the ball. And I said, well, damn it, that's the most important thing. You go draft a guy.
Like, I beat you.
Like, you go to a Chinese food place. You're like, yeah, don't get the Chinese food here. It ain't no good. What? What? Come on, man. It doesn't make any sense. But yeah, and then obviously he extended his career in Tampa Bay. And
it's like going to the steakhouse. Get the chicken.
Yeah.
Get the fish.
Welcome to Papa John's. Don't eat the pizza. No. What? No, see, it just doesn't make any sense, man.
Yeah, he did have problems. Did he really have a great career in Tampa?
No, but I mean, he showed you that he could play at this level.
He also showed you that he could drop it at that level.
Man, that guy made the most difficult catches look easy, and the easiest catches look so damn difficult,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. He would fight the ball.
Dive and catch, pin the ball to his helmet. Like, man, what the hell? Oh, you're wide open and I hit you right in the numbers? Whoopsie.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. So, yeah, Zay Flowers is out for a while now. You got Isaiah Likely out too. Two of the pieces, key pieces on the offense, dealing with injuries right now in the preseason. Not good, but you all can't wait till we get to training camp. Yeah, not good. It's not. I mean, and we know they got to do this because this is what, you know, how you get ready for the season. But these are the things that I hate hearing in July and August. It's not even August yet.
Yeah, well, this is where we get to it. Like, okay, the Isaiah Likely injury, Jair getting his knee drained.
Forgot about that.
You know, you've got a couple other cornerbacks that are a little nicked up. I don't think anything serious. And then you hear about Zay, and you're like, all right, man, what else can go wrong?
What gives, you know?
Yeah.
Charlie Gola said he was upset with the way fans treated Andrews over the past 6 months. We'll talk about that at 8 o'clock. But on the other side, David Ajabo is turning heads at camp so far. Could this be the breakout season for him? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.